Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Crawfordsville and Ainsworth pastor Jason Collier about his efforts to help those in Cedar Rapids affected by last Monday's derecho.
Tell me a little bit more about kind of what your group did this past week and this weekend.
On Tuesday, we came up, immediately had friends and family who sent addresses, folks who responded on Facebook that needed help. Of course, the amount of debris, the damage up here is just catastrophic. It's just unbelievable. We came back up on Wednesday. We've really enjoyed the neighborhoods that have helped out and jumped in to do the work. Just everywhere you look, there's a pile on every single curb, every single sidewalk that's close to 8 to 10 foot tall of just tree debris or house debris. I've been in 3 or 4 houses where the roofs got lifted off the building and twisted enough that they're completely inhabitable. But our group has just come alongside folks. We've taken a few smaller trees off of roofs. We leave the big stuff for the professionals for sure. Yesterday, I had a group of 10 people, or 8 people from Ainsworth Community Church, and we unburied a full-size van, and then someone's driveway, we got them cleared out, did some work in a couple of different houses in their front yard, stuff that was hanging rather precariously, just getting folks cleared out. And in every place we go, they want to pay us, and they want to know where we're from, and we just tell them, God loves you, and that love is free, and we want you to know you are not alone in the world. I mean, that's the thing. These folks in Iowa will help each other out and will do work. And we're just so thankful for that.
And once again, how many people did you kind of bring up to you, or how many people are with you at this moment?
Yeah, so right now there are 3 of us from the Ainsworth area and Crawfordsville area. It's just incredible. Today we have 3 skilled chainsaw guys, and then we picked up some volunteers to drag stuff and just doing good work. We're on our 3rd address right now of folks that the place we're going now, that her brother lives in Crawfordsville, you know, and she can't do it and just looking for help. And so we're blessing as many people as we can.
Talk to me just a little bit more about that damage that you saw even today or once you arrived back on Tuesday. And then how did you feel? What were your initial emotions when you got there?
I can't help but help. Listen, they're literally, we all know there's a rental crisis. There's no place to rent in our area at all. And these folks, a lot of them who are living in low-income apartments and things of that nature, their apartments are uninhabitable. They're living in tents in the backyard right now. No power, nowhere to go, nothing to do. And it's absolutely, it's just catastrophic. I don't have any other words. Just catastrophic. And, you know, semis blown over. On Tuesday, you know, there was no power to the area. Literally drove over hundreds of power lines on the ground. Literally drove over hundreds of power lines on the ground. Telephone poles snapped off. It's hard to, I'm thankful my Google's been working because there's barely any street signs. Stop signs are down. None of the stoplights work. It's just unbelievable to see it for yourself. And I just encourage anybody who wants to volunteer in any way. They've got places that you can drop off any kind of donations. There's chainsaw groups, Good Samaritans up here, the United Methodists is who I'm working with right now, and they just need all the help they can get. Anybody that comes, right now we're over 30 addresses to go and see and try to help.
Talk to me about what kind of drove you and your group to help those affected by last Monday's storms.
I'm telling you, when you stand next to folks, you try to, you know, just encourage them and let them know that God loves them. My folks just want to come back and help again because as soon as you get here, you realize really how bad it is. And, you know, you picture all of the folks in this area, you picture your grandma and grandpa living in a house, no power, that maybe their front door's blocked, maybe their driveway's blocked, their cell phones aren't working. how do people communicate and get out? And if it's not for their neighbors calling friends and folks to help, that they don't get out. And so we're just working together to try to help as many folks as we can. Parnell Davis from Youth for Christ brought 25 people up on Saturday. He picked up addresses of mine, and I picked up addresses of his. Just so thankful for the way folks are working together, and they can reach out to me on Facebook or Messenger. That's the easiest way. If they want to help, feel free to give me a call, 563-343-3390, and I can put you in touch with folks who need help.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Crawfordsville and Ainsworth pastor Jason Collier. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.